Dear listeners, don't you sometimes long for a time before music downloading and cell phones and text messages? A genteel, an elegant era? Men bowed, women curtsied. Corsets didn't just come from Victoria's Secret. Reporter Gloria Hiller takes a step back to the Victorian Grand Ball in Pasadena, California.
They gathered under a canopy of crystal chandeliers, men in top hats and tails, women with upswept hair and rustling taffeta. In the center of the room, three women with bustles and tight bodices clutched fans in one hand and dance cards in another.
It's a bit of a step back into time, and it's wonderful. It's just fantastic. It's a lovely experience to be able to do.
When men dance with you, they must wear their gloves at all times, and if you make a mistake, they have to apologize.
Darlene Reagan was wearing a low-cut dress made of teal taffeta, a hoop skirt trimmed with black lace, topped off with 21st-century designer black rim glasses. This is the first time the California attorney and her husband have attended a vintage ball.
We went to the dance lessons they had last week to prepare for it. I like the period. I like the romantic aspect of it. The men are gentlemen here, and the women are ladies, and you're catered to, and you don't get this that much anymore nowadays, so this is just kind of marvelous in that sense.
As well-dressed couples seamlessly weave past each other, Joel Corwin, a computer engineer in black tails, is in the corner of the room, bent over his dance card.
So what does your dance card look like?
Pretty bare at the moment. I have to really get going before they start this. Are you going to be dancing? Let me put your name down.
I was just about to say I was a little underdressed when a tall woman in green satin swooped in.
She's starting. So I believe, sir, you are my partner.
Oh, cool.
The elegantly dressed, polite couples curtsied and bowed their way to the grand ballroom.
Oops, sorry.
Not only was I woefully underdressed, I had just stepped on a woman's train. Soon, some 300 couples were scurrying for the ballroom's perimeter, getting ready for something called the Grand March.
The tune tonight will be for the Grand March, Creole Bells, and the President Jefferson Davis March.
They marched for what seemed a very long time. Carol Ritter, a longtime vintage dancer, explains.
Well, the purpose of the Grand March is to see and be seen. That's the way the Victorian people could assess who all was at the ball, what they were wearing, who was with who.
Well, some things never change. And then it was time for refreshments, cookies and lemonade. Not like those Victorian times, Christine Springhorn tells me. Back then,
generally, the punches were high octane. They were highly alcoholic and did keep you going.
Those social soirees, she says, would last until dawn. This Victorian ball with the dry punch and store-bought cookies will be ending at midnight. That's because, unlike those wild Victorian times, these days, everyone has to get up in the morning. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard in Los Angeles.